I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're learning about food production in Northwest Ohio with Rebecca Singer.
I'm Rebecca Singer, and I'm president and CEO of SIFT, which is the Center for Innovative Food Technology. And we're based in Toledo, Ohio, providing technical and business assistance to food and agricultural companies all across the state. Whether it's a small business that's just looking to get started or a large processor exploring expansion or new products, it's a wide spectrum and a good assortment of activities and efforts that our organization gets involved with.
But I am not joining Rebecca at SIFT's headquarters in Toledo. Instead, we're about 30 minutes south in Bowling Green.
This particular project we have been involved with for the last 16 years, and that is the Northwest Ohio Cooperative Kitchen, which is where we provide direct assistance to anyone who wants to start a food business. So we provide them business and technical kind of insights, and then we have a venue where they can come and process by renting the space and utilize the equipment so that they're able to do that without buying those capital expenses directly.
The building itself looks deceivingly small. It was originally used as a package facility for the Heinz Company. But now the kitchen is used for the products made under SIFT's supervision, and they all share the same space. So one week, maybe Gertie's barbecue sauce is being made at the facility, or Willie's salsa. Maybe Shelby Joe's Sloppy Joe sauce, or LaRose poppy seed dressing. They all share the same walk-in refrigerators, packaging rooms, and cleaning and cooking facilities. But before these products can be created at the cooperative kitchen, they go through a strict vetting process created by SIFT.
Any individual that has a concept can come here, and we provide some direct consultation. Everyone feels as though they have this fantastic recipe and their friends and family absolutely love it, but there's a substantial difference between making it at home and bringing it to a commercial scale. So through our kind of direct interaction and guidelines, we can kind of help to identify those areas. And then they have specific things that they need to pull together, present a business plan that's necessary. If they have a label that's been approved by the Ohio Department of Agriculture and product and general liability insurance, they're ready to go. So they do not have to process here. This is just a venue in which it's a nice opportunity, and we do have over 40 businesses that are using the facility. We try to be as comprehensive in giving those services and making people aware as possible, and ultimately hopefully having more really unique signature items out into the marketplace.
Some of these products are not created for individual commercial sale like a product in the grocery store. Some are made in bulk, and they're used in cafeterias in the school system or for restaurants, like the one that was being created while I visited the facility.
There's a restaurant in the Toledo region, and we can accommodate those types of needs. A lot of people come here for the retail product and production, but it can be, we have other companies that are making products that go to schools. So they're packaging in bulk, and then that goes to the cafeterias, and then the restaurant component, which is a nice added piece to what the kitchen can do.
On top of the cooking facilities at the cooperative kitchen, SIFT also offers farming opportunities. At the Bowling Green site, there are two greenhouses available on the 135-acre property. And this opportunity to let individuals grow their own ingredients was something that was particularly important to Rebecca, as she grew up and still is a farmer.
I grew up on a farm in Defiance County, so that's been a unique perspective on actually being out there in the fields and getting your fingers dirty, as you can imagine, to then applying some of that kind of experience to what we're doing here with my day job. And I think that gives a unique perspective. It kind of helps to bridge some gaps that maybe we haven't been able to do so much in the past. And we've seen a lot of good projects that have come out of just being able to make those connections. So certainly agriculture is something I've been around my entire life. There's so much to learn. There's so much to gain. But it's a nice blend of the field to the table through the work that we're doing now.
Rebecca truly believes the reason SIFT's work is so successful and manageable is because its headquarters and its farms are located in Northwest Ohio.
We're very fortunate to have SIFT located here in Northwest Ohio, and I think that the main reason for being here is Northwest is really a dominant force in terms of production, where we have a lot of specialty crop growers that have been supplying food processors in the region for generations, and then just the depth of agricultural production that's within Northwest Ohio. So it is well suited that we're here. And then I just feel as though the interest in local foods is tremendous right now. We do not believe that to be a trend. It seems to be a consistent message that's coming through that consumers really do want to know where their food's coming from, how is it being made, what's the impact. And so we're positioned very well in this region to try to showcase how this venue can help entrepreneurs, how we can assist the existing companies on a statewide basis, but then also just our communities and the economic performance of the industry overall.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Rebecca's choices for the next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries include
one who was an awesome story that you may be interested in that uses our services is Bittersweet Farms. Another one is LaRose, and then another one of our companies that has just been very, very involved with all of our programs and the services and processes out here is the Mustard Man. So those are a few of them that came to mind that might be good additional stories.
Make sure to tune in next time to find out who I pick on the Rough Draft Diaries.